Simon & Schuster Audio presents George Harrison, The Reluctant Beatle, by Philip Norman. Read by David Holt. Prologue. An unextinguishable last laugh. On the 29th of November 2001, George Harrison dies after a four-year battle with cancer, aged 58. The 9/11 atrocities were only 2 months earlier, but despite the pressure of grim news from the still smouldering wreckage of New York's World Trade Center and President George W. Bush's retaliatory War on Terror, his passing instantly goes to the top of television news and leaps into front-page headlines. Even at such a time, there are no complaints of trivialization. The Beatles long ago ceased to be just a pop group and became almost a worldwide religion. And somber though the TV and radio coverage, it includes generous helpings of music that, 30 years after their breakup, still has undiminished power to charm and comfort. Inevitably, it also unlocks memories of John Lennon's assassination in 1980. But the two tragedies differ in more than their circumstances. That horrifically sudden obliteration of John seemed to have half the human race in tears at what felt like the loss of a wayward but still cherished old friend. With George, struck down by a quieter killer, millions can mourn the musician, but there's much less to go on in mourning the man. For no more private person can ever have trodden a stage more mercilessly public. In later years, he took to calling himself the economy class Beatle, not quite joking about his subordinate status from the day he joined John and Paul McCartney in the Quarrymen skiffle group until almost the end of their time together. Yet by sheer dogged persistence, he made it into the first-class cabin, with songs equaling the best, if never the vast quantity, of Lennon and McCartney's. "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," "Here Comes the Sun," "Something," "My Sweet Lord." As a guitarist, he indisputably belongs in the 60s pantheon of six-string superheroes alongside Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page, though he never considered himself more than an okay player. Alone in that company, he had a serious turn of mind. The Beatles, then commercial pop as a whole, radically changed direction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?